Several officers are gathered at a bakery in South Reno, but they're not investigating a crime. They're hosting an event called Cup with a Cop to engage with community members like Cesar Manera, a pastor at a Latino church in Reno. He's been working with other Latino church leaders in the area and law enforcement for the last 2 years to develop more trusting relationships.
For example, the first time we met, we expressed how sometimes our community, probably due to past experiences in our country, sometimes does not feel very comfortable with authority.
Officer Tim Broadway says the department will continue holding these kinds of events in neighborhoods throughout the region.
It's part of the ongoing efforts to build positive community relationships, to make your officers more approachable and let the community know what our efforts are, you know, to try to avoid situations such as Ferguson.
Broadway says it's hard to predict whether something similar to Ferguson could happen in Reno, but building strong ties in the community is one way to prevent such tragedies.
If you don't build that rapport and relationship with the citizens, they always take the police in a negative context. It's very difficult to get accurate information from a community if they don't have respect for their officers.
But Andrew Barbano with the local NAACP says police need more community oversight, and he recommends the department institute a board of citizens and legal experts charged with
reviewing specific areas of the police department and police conduct and police funding and police training. No one will argue that we would not benefit from better police training in all areas.
Barbano says the group has made this suggestion in the past, but it hasn't gained traction with the police department. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.